Each year, the Victoria Foundation invites the community to weigh in on what is working in the capital region and what could use a little help. The results of Victoria's Vital Signs Survey are then compiled with local statistics and information into the data-driven Victoria's Vital Signs Report, launched each fall as a guide of sorts. A tool for local donors, nonprofits, governments and others to use when assessing program or service needs for our community. But what happens after that autumn report? The answer is in the Victoria Foundation's recently released Pulse magazine, an annual roundup of community impact stories and financial information that acts as a kind of response to questions posed in Vital Signs. Last year's Vital Signs theme was, From Hope to Change. Where the 18th edition of the Vital Signs Report represented the hope, propelled by more than 5,000 survey respondents who care deeply about their community, Pulse reflects some of the change being made. That record number of responses reminded us that hope is one of the most powerful tools we have, reflects Victoria Foundation CEO Sandra Richardson. Now, thanks to our generous and innovative community, this issue of Pulse highlights the change our region continues to work tirelessly toward. Reflecting this positive change are stories ranging from financial highlights, like the record-breaking $60 plus million in gifts received by the foundation in 2023 and $27 plus million in grants distributed, to action on the environmental front, including how the Victoria Foundation's new nature-based climate action funding initiative is helping organizations in the region. Among many stories, you'll find features on impact investing, a key interest for emerging donors, and a new Indigenous granting advisory pilot, composed of local nation members and Indigenous people living on the South Island who review and recommend applications for the Foundation's Indigenous Priorities Fund, a major step in philanthropy that puts granting power into the hands of local Indigenous leaders, Richardson notes. You'll also find details about the Foundation's upgraded organizational purpose and strategic plan, gilding efforts to work on purpose, to create a sense of belonging that inspires philanthropy, collaboration, essential partnerships, and to make a lasting contribution to our community. These successes, among many others, show how we're building community by taking care of all aspects of our collective well-being. We hope you enjoy this edition of Pulse, and we look forward to sharing more stories that will resonate with you throughout the year on our website and social media, Richardson says. Read the latest issue of Pulse online here and learn more about the many efforts of the Victoria Foundation to connect, collaborate and build community at victoriafoundation.bc.ca.